from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. Buccos. Buyers at the deadline. Ben Cherington got off his ass and made this team better. A team that's 15-8 in July. A team that was 10 games back in the division when July started. Now 6 games back. 3 games over 500. 2 back in the wild card race. And the question now this morning is, will the Pirates make the playoffs at 412-928-9370? And I threw that up as a Twitter poll, Doran. Will the Pirates make the playoffs? And early returns, clearly unscientific, but 54% of people saying yes. Will they make the playoffs?
Yes. That's just exciting times for us. I'll just say it. I mean, if they're in a playoff race and we got football, oh, man, we got the Steelers. I mean, that's maybe why I'm trying to manifest it, because it'll be great for us. And that's very selfish. But, yeah, I think that they will. I do. I mean, I just, you know, they're figuring out ways to get wins now. And they got better. They didn't get significantly better, but they got better. They didn't need to get significantly better. They're getting guys healthy. I mean, Jared Jones hasn't pitched in a month. Huh. And he's on his way back at some point. Don't know when. So, I mean, yeah, why not?
Real quick on him. He threw a bullpen session yesterday, and he threw 38 pitches. And Noah Hiles then asked him what his velocity was like. How was your velocity, Jared Jones? And Jones's response, bleeping, starts with an F, electric.
Mm.
So as if we didn't have enough reason to get excited about these Bucks, the guy who burst onto the scene and was dynamite from day one, whom they haven't had in a month, says his velocity is bleeping electric. And while he's always been a confident guy, he's also been a humble guy. So to hear that, oh boy, does that make me feel good.
Yeah.
They haven't lost 3 consecutive games since Skeens has been a Pirate. And they're just 2 games back when they've had all these warts before. It's a really winnable wild card field where I think all 3 wild card spots are up in the air. I still give them an outside shot to make the division interesting. So you've got 4 possible avenues to the playoffs. When you start to look at these metrics like run differential, which people hold up and say, what's their Pythagorean record? Well, the Pirates are getting very close to being on the positive side of the ledger there. And oh, by the by, I don't want this to get lost. So Michael A. Taylor is turning more into the guy that they thought he would be when they signed him. And that's a big deal. Somebody who hit 21 homers last year and also adds, as we know, elite defense. He has an OPS over 950 this month. But O'Neill Cruz, from July 2nd through yesterday has been MVP-like.
Yeah.
Hitting .303 with a .976 OPS in the month of July. They were able to find a way to win a couple of games without Brian Reynolds, with Rowdy Tellez playing sparingly because of his injury. And now you're going to add two professional bats to this lineup. It's hard for me not to say yes, they'll make the playoffs. Because Kevin Young and Greg Brown, I thought, encapsulated it great to begin the broadcast yesterday. They were in that clubhouse. They said it was jumping.
Yeah.
It was,
I'm sure.
It was fired up.
I'm sure.
So now you've got this gritty team that can pitch the hell out of it, that adds a couple of professionals, but now that knows it has the belief of the front office, I don't think you can sleep on that. And so I hope I'm not snorting it right into my brain right now, but yeah, man, I think the Pirates can make the playoffs, and I think they will, and that makes me nervous.
Why?
As a Pirates fan.
Why?
13-9, Jake Arrieta, Madison Bumgarner, Sid Bream, like all these things. Like, I think being a Pitt fan similar to being a Pirate fan. I think being a West Virginia fan similar to being a Pirate fan. And just everything we know as a Pirate fan is there's disappointment at the end of this thing. And it's hard for me to shake that. But when I look at the roster, when I look at the results, when I look at the pitching staff, when I think about the job that Derek Shelton has done of late, it's hard for me to fight brain v. heart. Brain says, yeah, they should actually be able to do it, but heart says they've always let you down, and it's just kind of a terrifying place to be.
Yeah, but they, you know, they have that nothing to lose mentality too, though. Like, they have nothing to lose, and they're, you know, not, they are being talked about, but they're also being talked about like this. And whenever you have that mentality, I mean, that's the mentality that we obviously had in, you know, going against West Virginia. It's like, we had nothing to lose. And whenever you're facing an entity like that, they're always dangerous. And especially if you have basically, you know, the young Tom Brady of Major League Baseball on your team. Like, they have
Michael A. Taylor?
Yeah, Michael A. Taylor. you know, Yandy Diaz, potentially. Ellie De La Cruz. those guys. No, I mean, whenever you have, you know, a young player that you could kind of surround and knows that he's the guy, I don't know, it may be different this time. It may be different this time around.
They've got that mix of high-end talent with Brian Reynolds, O'Neill Cruz, Paul Skeens, Jared Jones, Mitch Keller, and then this relentlessness that I think is so charming. Like, this is a charming baseball team. This is an easy baseball team to root for. There were times last night I'm pulling out my hair. They do some stupid stuff. So do the Astros. A lot of teams do stupid stuff. This team sticks with it, and they get contributions from everyone, and all of a sudden the manager's hitting the right buttons. I'm starting to buck and believe. Are you? 412-928-9370. Let's go to Bradley and Beaver. Good morning, Bradley.
Howdy. How we doing?
Good. We're great. Doing great.
Yeah, we're awesome.
How are you?
Well, share the optimism, brother. Let me tell you why. Carrington got us a bat, didn't pay an arm and a leg. Good job. He's going to be with Bob Nutting in their country club, sniffing their own farts about it.
All right. Good call. I mean, well, we're bummed out today? Like, why wouldn't you celebrate the fact that they added two professional hitters? They added a legitimate lefty to their bullpen. They added two guys who are knocking on the door to be big leaguers that are now going to be playing for them at AAA. And they gave up McAdoo, who was the 29th ranked prospect in the Pirates system, who is probably shooting up the rankings, but you got to give to get. They didn't give up any high-end starting talent. They've kept their future intact. They've added players with control beyond this year, and they've added to an offense that desperately was in need of additions. So if Bob Nutting and Ben Cherington are happy about it, they should be.
Mm-hmm.
This was not the perfect deadline, but it was a very good deadline because the future's intact, and you just got way better in the present. Way better. Way better. Like, Jared Triola was going to have to be your everyday second baseman again if you didn't get IKF. You were maybe going to have to play G1 Bay or Connor Joe or call back up Jack Sawinski. Like, think of what this would look like if they didn't add. Jack Sawinski would maybe be the option. Connor Joe would be hitting third.
Unreal.
You got to be happy. I don't want to tell people how to feel, but like I kind of do. You got to be happy.
Well, I mean, you know, you stated this last week, and we stated this multiple times. Like, it's the showing of the effort of trying. And whether who, it doesn't really matter who it was, if they were an upgrade, even though they're not big-time players in Major League Baseball, why wouldn't you be happy? Because it shows that they feel that this was needed. You know, Sherrington had the pulse, knows that the window could be right now, knows how the fans are feeling, knows that, you know, they're very close. So that's what he did. It took a long time. It had us on the edge of our seats.
Yes.
People can be mad about that, about maybe, you know, jumping the gun quicker. But he made moves. Like, how can you not be happy? How can you not be excited to at least see how this pans out?
Right.
Like, I want to see how this ends.
Doran, it's bases loaded, two outs. You're down by a run. You want Connor Joe, G1 Bay, or Brian De La Cruz coming to the dish?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
They had Yasmani Grandal as the starting catcher the other day, and Joey Bart was the designated hitter.
Right.
They're a much better baseball team today. There's a place for those guys. But now they are in the roles that they should be in. Never again, barring injury, will we see Connor Joe as the cleanup guy. That's a very, very good thing. And when Nick Gonzalez comes back, if Key Brian Hayes continues to struggle, I could see IKF,
yeah,
who's a very good defender in his own right, being your third baseman, which then even lengthens your lineup more. And they didn't have to give up much to get these guys. Like, did Pirates fans, I don't want to like go overboard here and overreact to one caller, but did Pirates fans just want to see a big name prospect go out the door just so that they could say, oh, they really, really tried?
Right.
Because the way I see it is Ben Sherrington and this organization got to have their cake and eat it too. 412-928-9370. Are you believing in these Pirates? Can they make the playoffs? We'll take more of your phone calls coming up next. And there's something Ben Sherrington could have done at the deadline, didn't do at the deadline, and we should be celebrating that. We'll tell you what that is. We'll hear from the general manager coming up next. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
There was certainly a healthy amount of interest. I think when we looked at the whole thing, looked at our team in 24 in particular, with the way we're built, if we're trying to give ourselves every chance here the next 2 months, which we are, we know, even though we believe we improved the team overall, we believe we have a deeper position player group than we did 2 days ago, still know that we're going to have to, you know, probably win some games in the bullpen and you know, win our fair share of the closer games. And so we were just felt pretty strongly we were going to be real careful about doing anything that would hurt our bullpen in any way.
So there you have it. Ben Cherington said there was interest in Aroldis Chapman, and a lot of relievers were moved for pretty considerable hauls, including Tanner Scott from the Marlins. A big deal there. And Ben Cherington said, nah, we're winning games with pitching. We're not going to give up pitching. Now, they did move away from Martin Perez, and I'm thinking there's some salary implications there. You also don't have a spot for him in the rotation, and you don't really need him in the bullpen, so that made sense. I don't even really care what they got back in return for him. But to hold on to Aroldis Chapman, when I'm sure he was getting blown away with some offers, I think that, as much as anything else, showed how invested he actually is in 2024.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and knowing that what they gave would be enough too. Like, I mean, I'm sure that the Marlins probably wanted maybe Chapman. I don't know. Like, I mean, was that a deal breaker between the Jess Chisholm deal too?
I don't think they'd want him because
he's a rental. He was a rental. Yeah,
but
so that wouldn't make sense.
I think it would have been a deal for prospects.
Yeah,
and then, I mean, maybe you could flip those prospects in another deal. I'm just happy he held on to the guy.
Yeah.
And I know that he got interest beforehand. I think if the Pirates were 3 or 4 games under 500, 100% they would have moved this guy.
I think that he, I thought that he was going to be the number one trade piece.
Yeah.
Going into this. And now they kept him, and you know, you've been saying it all morning, their bullpen is just bang, bang. So now, I mean, it's kind of hard not to ignore, you know, the 30,000-foot view of really what we're trying to accomplish here day in and day out and what the Pirates are trying to accomplish. It's kind of hard to ignore the fact that they could possibly be in the playoffs.
There is the fly in the ointment of, are they going to shut down Skeens, Jones, anything like that? I'm going to say no. We heard from Derek Shelton with Starkey and Zeiss last week that he expected Skeens to face Aaron Judge at the end of the season. If you're focused on 2024, you're not going to do that. And then you also look at now the rotational depth as you lose Priester, as you lose Martin Perez in trades. You still have 6 starters, but only 6. And so I don't think you can shut down both guys, and I don't think you're going to shut down either, which is good. When you have committed to 2024, you got to see it all the way through. And these guys are healthy, and you got to make the best of it. And I think they're actually doing right by the fans for once at 412-928-9370. My arrow is pointed up on Cherington, too. I mean, how could it not be? I'm not going to sit here and say hook, line, sinker, everything he's done has been great, because there were holes that he needed to fill because of some missteps by him. But this offseason, now in addition to what he just did at the deadline, that'll go a long way in telling us how good of a GM he is for this job.
Yeah.
Because now they are in, and I'm sure he'll be given $30-ish million again like he was last offseason. Let's see what he does with it. But arrow pointed up on good old Ben Cherington. If he has a great offseason, do we call him Big Ben?
No.
Dan in Imperial, skidding around the highway. Hi, Dan.
Hey, what's up, fellas? You're absolutely correct. I'm a truck driver, so good guess.
My man.
So I have a few observations. Number one is, you know, Ben Cherington doing what he did. He showed that he's very concerned about the immediate and that the future of the Pirates is also looking very good. My second observation is that with Skeens on this team, our pitching staff is always going to be good, not even just because of Skeens, but because you're going to have a lot of young pitchers that want to come pitch with this guy. You know, and so I think that that also is a bright spot for our future. And then from the immediate, you got these guys that were coming from, you know, I'm not sure what the Blue Jays were doing this year, but with the Marlins, you know, you got De La Cruz coming up. You know, he's excited to come play for a winning squad right now. And then the other guy, I forget his name, sorry.
IKF.
IKF. He's probably excited to come play for us too. So I think that, I think you guys are absolutely right. I think we make the playoffs this year. And I think that very possibly a World Series is in our future.
Thank you, Dan. Joel Sherman said on MLB Network yesterday, Ben Cherington owed it to the fan base because of Skeens, because of Jones, because of Keller.
Mm-hmm.
And how many national local analysts have said, hey, they get in, they're going to be a problem. If they get in, yeah, they are going to be a problem. Like, no question.
No question.
No question. I lamented in the first segment of the hour, Madison Bumgarner and Jake Arrieta, how that went for the Pirates. Well, you've got that guy and then some in Paul Skeens. You don't have to fear. You don't have to fear Ranger Suarez. Like, Chris Sale, really good, but your guy can go pitch for pitch with that guy. Like, there's no rotation in baseball that I go, oh yeah, I'm taking head and shoulders over the Pirates. Like, they're right there. Rob in Arlington Heights. Hi, Rob.
Hello, gentlemen. My issue is, I'm glad that they made the trade for the good players, but the problem is with baseball. They're going to go 60-60, but then 42 ball games, most of them are going to be by one run. They're already at 15-14 wins and losses. And there's got about 13 more. We got at least eight more eight games in September, probably going to come down to one run. And our coach does not play in a small ball in the later innings.
See, I think we're seeing that change now, Rob.
A little bit, yeah.
Doran, you said that, and thank you for the call, Rob. We're up against it here. You said that last week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they need to be more aggressive, and they have been. They were aggressive again last night. And I think the great thing about this IKF, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, we'll just keep calling him IKF.
Yeah.
He moves runners. He doesn't strike out a lot. He has, what, 37 strikeouts, something like that, in 82 games. Just put the ball in play.
Right.
Just put the ball in play. Steal some bags. And now you're going to have the occasional dinger from Brian De La Cruz, the power that they've been lacking. They've hit 30 home runs, their outfield combined, 18 of those from Brian Reynolds, and you bring in a guy who's hit 18.
Right.
So you're probably going to play fewer one-run games, but you are set up to win one-run games. The Marlins won a ton of one-run games last year. That's how they got into the postseason, and your bullpen is dynamite. You should be able to hold on the leads. You should be able to give your offense time to play back into ball games and win one-run games because your bullpen is as good as it is. We'll get more into the Pirates as we continue along over the course of the show. We've got John Wehner coming up at 8:35, but something that came out of Steelers practice yesterday, Doran, it perked my ears up, and I want to run it by you. I hope I'm not too excited too early from one of these reports from training camp yesterday. We'll talk about that coming up next. And our Steelers training camp coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Much more on the Buccos, their victory last night, what they did at the trade deadline as we move along here in the show, and you can continue to call and share your optimism or pessimism about the Pirates making the playoffs at 412-928-9370 on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. But it is the day after the first practice in pads for the Steelers, and we are an hour and 37 minutes into our radio show, and we haven't talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
That probably has not been the case since like 2018 when they made the Archer trade.
Yeah.
And I believe that was a little bit deeper into training camp, though I can barely remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. We got to get into this, man. Hey, Mark Caboli got my blood pumping this morning when I read his coverage. Our Steelers insider, our good friend Mark Caboli. Here's the headline. Steelers training camp. New look offense bullies defense on day one in pads. And in seven shots, the Steelers just running the ball. Bulldozers, Doran. And look, I never played in the NFL. I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill here. But usually this time of year, defenses are ahead of offenses. I think we all assume the Steelers' defense will be pretty good. I'm taking that as a really good sign that the offense was able to play bully ball yesterday.
No doubt. Yeah, you're exactly right. Usually the defense is about a week, maybe even sometimes 2 weeks ahead of what the offense is during training camp because it's just easier to install and you know, you have a lot of guys back and, you know, the camaraderie and playing on the same page, being on the same page is easier to play on defense. So you're usually ahead of the game. But to hear out of the first day of training camp for the Steelers that the offense was really in control, I mean, I'd be excited, not too excited, but I'd be excited to know that not even your starting quarterback took the majority of reps. It was the backup quarterback who could potentially be your future quarterback that took the majority of reps. But whenever the starting quarterback, which is Russell Wilson, got his chance to go in there yesterday in 7-on-7 and some team periods, just handing the ball off, not really doing much, standing back there and throwing the ball, he was efficient. Like, I don't think he had a bad play. Whenever he was in on 7-on-7, Russell Wilson completed every single ball, and so did Justin Fields. And we were talking offline. I was like, you know, I wanted somebody to tweet me and tell me or text me what Arthur Smith has been doing, because for me, in reading everything, it seems like this offense is really taking control of everything, and he's really at the helm of that. And that's something that we haven't seen here in a long time.
No.
A long time. And to have the – I think he knows his personnel very well heading into this training camp, and especially Justin Fields. Little things like Justin Fields and seven shots, you know, running the option and catching the defense off guard and his speed and using him in different ways. You don't really see that, though. You really don't. You don't see the offense really take it to the defense, at least the first day of pads and training camp, though.
No, you don't. You don't usually see it earlier in the regular season either. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we've seen that firsthand here, Steelers go into Cincinnati a couple of years ago, and they beat the Bengals through their defense. Five turnovers for Joe Burrow, and they bullied them. We saw it the year prior to that. Buffalo, and that high-powered offense, the Steelers go in there, and through defense and special teams, they bully them. So for the Steelers' defense to get pushed around by the Steelers' offense, again, day one of pads, again, we learned that last year not always the preseason stuff can be telling. I do think it's at least a good sign. And to now broaden this out, I know some people that we talked to via the phones, text, tweets, some hosts on this station didn't love the design, the philosophy of the Steelers last year. Zigging when everyone else is zagging. High-powered offense. Throwing the ball all over the place. I never had a problem with the idea. It was the execution.
Yeah, right.
Now, it looks like they can be what they wanted to be the last 2 years. You've got a young, super talented offensive line. You've got two good running backs. You've got play-action quarterbacks. You've got tight ends. You've Darnell Washington yesterday supposedly did some nice things. You finally have the pieces and the schemer to do what you hoped you could do the last couple of years and last year in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never had a problem with, oh, we want to run the ball and play defense. I mean, I still think you're going to need to throw the ball and score points ultimately to win. But you can get there this way with a good play caller and with a good quarterback and with talented offensive linemen. I think they're where they wanted to be last year, now today.
Yeah, it definitely helps with Russell. I mean, even though Russell Wilson isn't participating fully, like, he is that extra coach, though. You don't think that he's helping Justin Fields. You don't think he's helping the offense. I mean, the guy's geared up all the time. He's ready to roll. He knows the offense already. He probably knew it as soon as he signed with the Steelers and Arthur Smith was the offensive coordinator. First call he made was, like, let's get in the lab. Russell Wilson knows what's going on. To have him help with the offense, too, and to get everybody up to speed, I think that that's a huge component. That's something that you didn't have last year as well. I mean, you had a young Kenny Pickett, and you're trying to figure it out with him. You're trying to see if Mitch Trubisky, you know, if you can revitalize his career. And then you have Mason Rudolph, who's just kind of hanging around and trying to wait for his opportunity. There were so many things you had to manage last year that you don't have to manage this year, that you could focus on other things. Like, but Justin Fields, like, I know that he's raw, but Justin Fields, all the success that he's had in the NFL, he's created himself. He's never had an Arthur Smith. He's never had an offense that made sense. He's never had a good offensive line. All the success that he had in Chicago was his creation of himself. Now he's put in a situation where he has help, and you'll see the truest form of, you know, a high-level athlete whenever they do have help around them to bring the most out of them. And I think that that's what's transpiring a little bit right now in training camp, and especially with him being at the helm of having the control of the offense, not having to worry about anything and being the guy. Mm-hmm. And them looking at him being the guy because he wants to be the guy. He thought he was, and he's probably, I'm going to start ranting a little bit.
You got the face.
There's a lot of
football face.
There's a lot. And I think that this is, it's a subject that isn't talked about enough. With this Steelers team this year, I don't know how it's going to go. I hope it goes great. But what I do know is that there's a lot of players, a lot, that have chips on their shoulders and coaches this year. Arthur Smith has a chip on his shoulder. He got fired. He wants to prove that he could be a high-level offensive coordinator again. Najee Harris has a chip on his shoulder. He's battling with his position. You know, he's battling with another guy. He got his option turned down. George Pickens, can you be a number one receiver? Chip on your shoulder. Pat Freiermuth, once paid, didn't have a great year last year. Chip on his shoulder. I mean, Justin Fields, chip on his shoulder. Russell Wilson, chip on his shoulder. They want to prove that they can be as high of the level of players that they expect to be. That is a recipe for something good to happen whenever everybody is so hungry to prove. That's what you have, at least on offense. And then there's some guys on defense as well. Joey Porter Jr. wanting to prove, but it's not as much as offense. But this offense, Broderick Jones, Troy Fulton, you throw in the rookies, they want to prove. Everybody has a chip on their shoulder. They want to prove what they can do this year, and I think that that could be a good recipe of winning football.
Well, and a lot of people don't think the Steelers are going to be as good as the other teams in the division.
And that as well.
Just in totality. You know, Mike Tomlin's had to hear a bunch of stuff from people like me and a lot of others. So I agree with that, and I don't think it's clearly the most talented offense in the NFL. I don't think that Arthur Smith is the best play caller in the NFL. But I do finally think, I love the chip on your shoulder stuff, from a tangible standpoint, I also think that the talent finally matches up with the scheme.
Yes.
Finally. And you can't say you want to do something, build your roster around that, and then have a play caller who doesn't know his butt from a hole in the ground. And that's what they've had the last couple of years. And maybe a quarterback, too. Now they've got personnel that matches scheme. It's not all good, though, from yesterday. Something bad happened. Could have been worse. We'll talk about that when we come back. Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette going to join us at 8, and then we're back into the trade deadline talk after that. Roman Wilson got hurt yesterday at the first practice in pads. So the guy I said, he's going to love contact, he gets hurt. He gets hurt on a jet sweep. And then everything you said was right. You said, oh, Russ Wilson, he might take a couple of team snaps in 11-on-11, but he's going to do some 7-on-7 stuff. You nailed all your predictions. And mine was Roman Wilson, built for contact. And he's going to be out now a couple of weeks with an ankle sprain. You hope it's not the dreaded high ankle sprain. It's not the end of the world because it looked a lot worse from the video than what the reports now are. But it's also not great for a young player at a huge position in need to miss some time where he can develop camaraderie with these quarterbacks.
Yeah, he does need that time to get on that level and to learn the plays and to feel the speed of the game. But this also gives other guys opportunities to maybe make their way on this roster and prove that they can be a third, fourth, or fifth receiver as well. I mean, so you didn't like hearing that, but hearing the news that it was an ankle sprain and he'll be out maybe 1 to 2 weeks, you can live with that. He'll be fine.
I don't think that because it's going to be such a short-term deal that it's going to force them into making a move for an Ayuk or a DK Metcalf or anybody like that. But if it gave them a little nudge, wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
It definitely gave them a nudge because, I mean, if this happens during the season, now we're talking, this is a different story. Like, you're out for games that are for real, like that you need. And they are one injury away of being what they're probably going to look like today. I mean, think about it. Like, if George is out,
if George Pickens goes down,
exactly,
their season is derailed. And I'm not the biggest George Pickens believer. I don't think either of us are. Like, we want him to show it, and he has the ability to show it. And at times last year, he did show it. But if he goes down, ruh-roh, Raggy.
Right.
What are you looking at then?
Right.
Oh my God.
You're one dimensional. You're running a heavy package where you have one receiver and all and three tight ends. And you're just running the ball.
I know it's not good for any team to lose their number one guy, but Cincinnati did, and it was okay for a time. Like, it can happen if you've got two guys. Last year, Deontay goes down, and you have George Pickens. Now it's what? Van Jefferson and Quez Watkins as your one and your two?
Mm-hmm.
If you lose a George Pickens, they still do need to add a body. I don't want to like talk out of both sides of my mouth. It's not the end of the world that Roman Wilson got hurt, but you don't want it to linger. If it lingers, he's not going to be a huge factor early. Like, they don't love to trust rookies, and you need to earn your playing time. And if you don't have an opportunity to do that, like, if you don't hit your stride until week three of training camp now, and you're behind, how much faith are you going to have in him
right
early on in the season? I don't love that. I blew right past it. The 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. That is a terrifying thought. Like, losing T.J. Watt is bad, very bad. But Nick Herbig, Alex Highsmith, for a game or two, it's not great. The record without Watt, not great. But you get by. You lose Russell Wilson, you've got Justin Fields. You lose Najee Harris, and you've got Jaylen Warren. You lose George Pickens. It's as bad of a receiving core as you've got in the league then at that point. No good. Shall we talk to Ray Fittipaldo about these things?
Sure.
Okay, we'll do that next. Ray was there. He watched. He dodged raindrops. He saw the Steelers' first-team offense, sans Russell Wilson, push around the Steelers' first-team defense. What does he make of that? We'll get into all of it with Ray next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high, 92.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.